Intervju Radija Študent. Pozdrav v intervjuju Radija Študent, v katerem se je Borja Močnik pogovarjal z Neko, nemško-nigerijsko pevko sodobnega soula. Neka je ena bolj nekonvencionalnih figur sodobnega soula. Prihaja namreč iz Nigerije. Njena besedila pa niso prav nič osladna. So neposredna, brezkompromisna in celo mračnjaška. Soul is Heavy je njen tretji v Evropi izdani album, ki nadaljuje sprehajanja po žanrih regija, soula in hip-hopa, znotraj jasno formuliranih obrazcev popa, a z močno, družbeno-kritično vsebinsko noto. Neko smo po telefonu ujeli nekje v Franciji med dolgo turnejo plate Soul is Heavy. Turnejo, ki jo bo danes zanesla tudi v Ljubljano, na zimski sklop letošnjega festivala Druge godbe.
So, could you tell something about the process of making of Soul is Heavy?
Oh, I should see that doing of different tracks that I have recorded the last 4 years. There is no structure behind making the album, to be honest with you. You know, there's really no structure. I mean, what I did was to gather all those tracks that I had, take them back into the studio and mix them again, or if I thought the bass line had to be changed, I changed the bass line. But most of the tracks were already standing before before they told me, oh, okay, let's go for a second, let's do a third record, you know. And I decided to pick the tracks that I thought would fit from the message to one another, and also from the energy. The energy on this album is it's a very sad energy. It's very low, it's very drained, it's very tired. And that's exactly how I felt. Exactly how I've been feeling the last 2 years.
What about the two well-known guests on the album, Miss Dynamite and Black Thought from The Roots? How did that come about? How did you get in contact with them, or get the idea of working with them?
I was on tour with The Roots, so I think that's where the whole thing came up with Black Thought. I had finished the track already, but then I was missing something. I was missing a voice. I was missing a climax, and the first person that popped up in my head was Black Thought. For the fact that I think his style is just very straightforward. There's no tanning. He's easily accessible. You know, he's an artist that if you approach him, you approach him directly, and it's nobody before him. There's no thousand managers you have to pass through. You know, he's just a real person, and I like that. I appreciate that. You know, when you maintain your humility, and that's what I can identify with. Same for Miss Dynamite. She came to my show a couple of times. A friend of mine introduced her to me, and I had seen her perform in Berlin meeting twice. Mm-hmm. So we connected right there and then, you know, and ever since then, we've been in touch. She's working with Farhat now as well. Uh-huh. She's trying to do some stuff with Farhat. I think for, I don't know, for her, maybe I'm not allowed to say it, but she was here the other day. So, you know, we're cool. We're like family.
Good.
Yeah.
Big for the pride that you have, for the fact that you are you, for the fact that you are you, for the joy you brought to me.
And so you were touring with the Roots, so that was not probably quite an experience. So.
Oh yes, they are an amazing band. They are incomparable. Mm. They are way out there. I can't contest. Mm. They're amazing.
And now you're touring your album these days.
Yes.
And how big is the tour? I mean, how long is it planned?
We've been touring for a while now. We've been, since the release, we've been on the road. Mm-hmm. And there's this tour now that we're doing, which is in one batch, in one, how do you call it, in one take.
Yeah.
It's 2.5 months in a row. So we've been on the road, we've been away from home and from families and all that for about 2 months. Okay. And now we're right now in, where are we now? We are in, where are we now? Good question. We're in France, in the south. We're in Cannes or something like that.
Yeah.
C-A-E-N.
Yeah. Okay, and the feedback is good on the tour?
Yeah, France, funny-wise, has been sold out. The whole tour. Amazing.
Great.
Yeah, let's see if the record sells, though. Yeah. You know, record sales are always different than you filling the clubs.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But it's been going well.
Nice. Then this is like a specific question. I don't know if you have an opinion on this, but for instance, I collect records. There are like lately there are lots of compilations of West African music, like Afrobeat, Afrofunk, Afro Blues, Afro Soul. They are coming out, and most of these compilations are made by European or American crate diggers that are coming to places like Lagos or whatever, and they are getting contacts and getting these records, and then labels mostly in Britain are releasing this music on compilations. And so here on this point there is this there are two points of view. One is that some see this as exploitation, as some of these artists are already forgotten, some of them are dead, some of them nobody knows where they are, and the labels and the guys who are compiling this this stuff take most of the credit and also of course of the money. And some other people see it as a good thing, as bringing new musical knowledge to, let's say, Western audiences or whatever. Do you have an opinion about something like this?
I see it. I guess I have to see it the way you see it. I mean, I think you believe. Do you think? I mean, some people do use it, yeah, you can call it exploitation to a certain degree.
Mm.
And on the other hand, bringing music alive again, I think is a great idea, because there are many, many, many of these artists who remain unknown, even to Africans themselves, you know, and they are brought back to life
exactly.
I even know one label called Nocturne. They used to do stuff like that in France.
Mm.
he was specialized on getting music or known West African music and republishing or redistributing it or cleaning it, reproducing it in France. And I considered it, for me, like he would give me these records, and there were some artists that I didn't even know about. For instance, I didn't know that there was rock music in Nigeria before the 60s. You know, as in, I don't know, you know, it depends on the motive of the person or the company that is doing these things. I cannot judge. But there would always be somebody who has a different ulterior motive. So there would always be some negative aspect of it, you know? But I cannot point a finger and say it's all exploitation or, you know, I can't say that.
Z Neko se je po telefonu pred njenim nastopom danes v petek 9.12. v kinu Šiški pogovarjal Borja Močnik. Intervju Radija Študent.